Hello.
Hello,
Hello.
my name.
Oh,
Hello,
I'm
my
sorry.
name is. You're fine. Hello, my name is Shawnee. Returning your call from customer support. How may I help you?
I was charged on my bank account, and I've never done this.
9 8 1 6 8. May I please have your zip code?
98168.
98168.
Yes.
Okay. May I please have your first and last name?
Lorraine, Lorraine Williams. This is going to sound stupid, hon, but I had put everything away because, I just didn't hear from anybody. What's the company's name so I can say I called them? I have 10 of them on my checking account.
Yes, ma'am. Well, we are a third-party call center that handles many different products. So, in order for me to better assist you, I would have to pull up your account.
That's fine. I don't have an account, but somebody does.
Yes, ma'am, because I'm looking for your name right now. I'm not finding it. Were you charged?
But see, I've got all of these. I don't know which one it would be. Oh God, who did I call? And
Spell your first name for me again.
Lorraine Williams. Oh, unless it's my husband's one that they're saying he did it, which he didn't do it. I'll give you
Okay.
his name.
Let's see. Well, I did locate an account, but for
Oh.
security purposes, could you please verify your address?
10457 17th Avenue South. And what did you say it was for?
I didn't say what it was for yet.
Oh.
I'm trying to locate your account, but that one that I found wasn't it.
You want to try my husband's name? Why can't I find it?
Let's see. Do you have a
See.
different address?
No.
Okay,
I've
hold
been
on.
here for 20 some years. Where's the other paper? It's probably my husband's, hon. I can give you his name, but then the address is right.
Well, we can try his name.
It's Chuck, Chuck, Fromong, Fromong. What is she barking at? Hey, shush.
Didn't work under his name. So let me try the zip code again.
98168. So if I gave you the name of the different companies that have charged me, you wouldn't know if it would be,
Well, what was the
One was Savings from Warehouse.
well, what
One
was the
was,
charge?
oh, one is 997. One was 2999. That was for Healthway Today. And then 825 to a primary gadget, and then 24.99 to some BOFH LP.com, and then another one for 24.99 for CFBill.com.
What was let's try something different. Hold on.
Okay. And then, oh, there's this. No,
So
this
the
one was.
charge that, I'm sorry. So
No,
the
go ahead.
card that was charged, may I please have the last four digits?
Yeah, 7144 is mine, and his is 9095.
1 second. 1 second.
God, here's one for primary gadgets for 67.
May I please have the first six?
The street?
The first six numbers of that card.
Which one, mine or his? I don't want to give my Social Security over the phone.
Not your Social Security card.
What six?
Your the first six of your credit card that was charged. I'm trying to locate an account in this system from that card that you say had been charged.
Okay, you want, I said, I don't know why I said Social Security. 533. Now I forgot it. Let me get my purse. And if it's his, he's got his card on him. 544448. I'm getting closer. 544448. Damn it. Okay. 544448 34. 1122.
No, I just needed the first six.
That's okay. It's just
okay. So nothing popped up for that card, and you say that one was charged.
What was it?
Nothing popped up for that card.
Oh, and I can't give you my husband's because he's got his card on him.
Let me try your phone number.
Ready?
Well, no. Well, I put it in here already.
Oh.
Let's see.
I'm sorry. I just kind of X'd everything I had to call, and then I forget when I got busy, you know. Then you called back because I left my number to the number I called, and you guys called me back.
Yes, ma'am. You're fine. I just really want to help you.
Thank you.
No problem.
Oh, I just... I wonder, with the same phone number...
You have...
You
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You have many different... you have many different charges, right?
Then people have got a hold of the card, right?
I'm asking you if you have many
Yes,
different
I've had
charges.
10 of them.
10?
10. Some are in my husband, some are in mine. And one is where they don't even have a phone number, and they're to learn how to do sports. Well, I'm really in sports at my age.
Okay. What's your email address?
LPP3156 at gmail.com.
Okay, it's not it then.
Where are you going? Well, that isn't going to help you either, because I... Healthy way today, is that? No. You got to get the account.
I'm determined to find this account.
Thank you.
No
I was
going
to say, if I could remember the dang phone number I called, then I'd be able, because I got it X'd by the ones, but I didn't put, I could tell you.
Let's see.
So that's my fault. My card number isn't coming up attached to anything?
No, ma'am.
Ah.
But just hold on for me.
Okay, I will. You're not 451, right? Nope.
Well, we have many different...
Yeah. That's what I figured. It can't make it easy, huh?
Let's see. Let me check the other system and see.
They just, you know... The one I called that they okayed said, well, you did it, you know. They said it cost $1 to do something. And I said, and then they charged me $48. I said, I've never heard of you. I don't know. Maybe a lot of people do this, obviously.
Well, we do get a lot of calls. And because people don't read the terms and conditions. so they get
charged.
Yeah,
well, that's one thing I learned a long time ago was because people don't read it. My mother didn't read it, and that's her fault. And, you know, if they take out a month, then you got to pay for it if you didn't cancel.
I'm guilty, too, because I don't read it.
Oh, I do now because I've been charged. Well, usually
yes,
I cancel
ma'am.
It. And you're right. I think all of us have done it. I learned because I'd hate doing this and calling and saying, did they put this on my card? And then I look stupid when I go, oh, yeah, I did it. But I have not done that for years.
Okay, so
no.
I tried everything.
And I appreciate it, honey. And if I get, I'm going to go through the stuff again on Monday, and then I may get you again.
You know what would help? I don't know if you did this already, but you can contact your bank that and get the phone number from those charges.
Well, I've got a phone number next to the charge.
Hmm.
Yeah, on my bank statement it says who it is, not everybody, but all the ones I'm looking at except two of them, and then there's a phone number to call.
Okay,
that's how
and
I got
this was
you
one
as
of
a
them?
Call. Huh?
And this one was one of them?
Yeah.
Okay, then.
I'll have to just call back. It just, you know, they said hold on for 2 minutes. There's a waiting, and then they come on and say, you know, give us your number, and we'll call you back. And you did, but now I don't know which one you were. And I'm sorry.
Do you know your husband's email address?
Yeah, it's Chuck Fromong at what is it? Chuck Fromong 442 at gmail.com. He couldn't make it.
I think I found his account. For security purposes, could you please verify the address?
10457 17th Avenue South.
Yes.
It was him. You know, I said he had a couple of them, and I went through them with him, and he says, I haven't done, because really I thought he wasn't smart enough to do the cat, you know, the thing we just talked about.
Yes.
But he said he knew. What does it say it's for? How much?
Well, give me a second. It's pulling up slowly.
I was just so excited. Thank God we found it. I didn't look like a total idiot.
No, ma'am. I don't feel like that.
I hate doing paperwork crap. Let's see, where's his number? There it is. There it is. There it is. Yeah, he's got... Three
okay.
of them.
We're in. Okay, so I do see on November 10th where he signed up for the Stealth Elite Drone. And
the what?
He only paid the Stealth Elite Drone. It was a drone.
A drone.
And
you don't have any.
It says it was shipped. So let me double check that one.
A drone?
Yes, ma'am.
No, he don't have one. I would know. I get the door.
Well, actually, it's still in transit.
Cassie! Does it happen when you have to see how much it was for you got charged?
Okay, so it's still in transit when I tracked that package. And let's see. Okay, so he did pay for shipping and handling to receive that. Now, let's see. On November 10th, he paid for the warranty bundle, which was $9.97 upon him signing up. On November 10th, he paid $29.99 for the Stealth Elite drone, and it was shipped as well.
November 10th. I don't have a November 10th. Oh, wait. No, 10th, 9th.
Nope. For $29.99. And then on November 15th, he was charged for it in full of $67.32.
$67.32, that's his number. And yeah, the 17th. From Primary Gadget something. Isn't that something? He does. I wouldn't know why he'd even buy a drone. Well, he did it. It'll get here, and then I'll kill him.
Okay, so We don't want that. But
oh yeah, sometimes we do.
So it's still in transit. Okay. So basically, let me explain the charges.
Okay.
So basically, when he signed up for it, he was in a trial. And due to him not canceling out the trial, he got billed for it in full. But when he signed up for it, he was paying for it. He got billed the warranty. He got billed for the warranty. And I think this is the HeroBot is the app. So you didn't get charged for that on November 10th. But
isn't that, yeah, I didn't see what that on the 10th. There's nothing on the 10th. You know, the same company, I would think, would be, well, I don't know anymore.
Yes, ma'am. So,
okay. So he's getting something that's coming in the mail.
Yes. Now, as far as these accounts go, how do you want to, you're aware that he made these, he signed up for it. How do you want to handle the account?
How much is it a month then that he signed up for?
Okay, so a month it'll be $67.32.
Yeah, you know, we went over this. Cancel that. God, that's a lot a month, isn't it?
Yes, ma'am.
I think it is.
Okay, so I definitely can cancel that out for you.
Okay. Now, I bet you don't have anything where it says how long until it gets here, and is it coming from China?
Well, I can provide you with the tracking number for both of those.
That would be great.
Because it says that it's in transit, and I can also double-check your address for you.
Okay. I appreciate so much for this.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Okay, so the shipping address is 10457 17th.
No, oh, yeah, that's mine.
17th Avenue SO.
Yep, south.
Okay, and let's see. Washington?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Where are you at?
Alabama.
Oh, you don't have a real twang.
Let's see. Okay, so I'm going to cancel out this account.
6732. You know, I looked this one up and it's like really. Gadget Mark Able. Jeez.
I'm just notating your account.
Okay. Oh, they did charge 11 something on the 11th. See, I told him to stay off the internet. You don't get it. I do. We have an argument all the time.
That's usually how it goes.
I know. I figured that. You know, guys, they just go, and again, I've done it before, but, you know, it doesn't take 4 and 5 times to teach me.
Okay, let's see.
You know, honey, if it's easier on you, too, you can just email me.
Yes, ma'am, of course. But I can also provide you with the cancellation code.
Okay.
Okay. Let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
Okay, so that cancellation code is C as in Charlie, 262-598-074.
074. Okay, cancellation. Perfect.
Okay, is there anything else that I can help you with on today? Those accounts are canceled, and you
shouldn't
receive
you.
Anymore.
Lucky you, I don't have any more for you. Thank you, honey, so much.
You're welcome. I would like to thank you for contacting customer support, and you have a wonderful day.
You too, honey. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.